If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With your coronavirus update for July 13th, 2021, I'm Jim Watkins. First, an update on new cases and trends here in the U.S. Then we'll take a look at the global picture. And finally, news with impact, information to help you understand what's happening today around the world with coronavirus. Well, we're approaching 35 million cases since February 2020, nearly 19 months ago. In the U.S., there have been 35 million confirmed cases, not individuals, but test positive, those cases of SARS-CoV-2. 623,000 people have died of COVID-related illness. 30 million people have recovered from having COVID. Now, 129 fatalities reported on Monday in the U.S. from COVID. No state reported more than 30. Yesterday, California reported 29 deaths. 31 states reported no deaths from COVID on Monday. From last week to today, here are the trends in new cases and fatalities. New cases are up 33% from just over 15,000 to just over 20,000 new cases per day across the U.S. Active cases in the U.S. were stable week to week, down 0.3%. There are 4.8 million people with active COVID at this time in the U.S., and the average deaths per day are down 7.3% to 216. New cases are up in California to 68% from 1,300 to 2,300 per day. Though it remains clear, new cases remain low in California compared to the peak when 44,000 cases were being reported per day in January. Taking a look at Florida, new cases are up 15% from 2,300 to 2,700 new cases per day on average. Deaths are off or down 25% to 21 on average per day in Florida. Texas reports a 21% increase in new cases to 1,500 per day, which is where it's been since late May. Meanwhile, deaths remain low in Texas to 22 reported on Monday. Now, taking a look at the global stage and the latest news there, including the hotspots, new cases overall are up 12% around the world, deaths up 2%. India, which was hit hard in mid-May to June, is leveling off and new cases are down dramatically, 89% from its peak on May 19th. Deaths in India are down 81% from its peak on May 20th, when 4,600 people died in one day. That number is 861 as of Monday. Four other states or countries dealing with the most fatalities from coronavirus: Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, and Colombia. And now with news with impact on the coronavirus update, a telephone and online survey by Rasmussen reports 53% of likely voters in the United States think the president's door-to-door approach is not good, compared to 37% who said that it's a good idea. Of those questioned, 71% they had gotten vaccinated. AFP reports both the National Education Association, the NEA, and the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, oppose mandatory school vaccinations of teachers and students. At the NEA's annual meeting held virtually from June 30th through July 3rd, delegates voted down a proposal that would have called for extreme measures to return to post-pandemic in-classroom instruction this fall, including mandatory vaccinations and mask wearing. Variety magazine reporting French President Emmanuel Macron has announced new health rules to dealing with the spread of the India or Delta variant of COVID-19. Key measures announced by Macron will make the EU digital COVID certificate health pass mandatory in all cultural venues, including cinemas, theaters, and concert halls starting on July 21st, Starting in August, a health pass will be mandatory in cafes, shops, restaurants, as well as trains and planes, among other places. Moderna launches new clinical testing to see whether COVID-19 vaccines lead to miscarriages or stillbirths in pregnant women or birth defects in newborns, despite thousands of mothers-to-be receiving the shot. The Cambridge, Massachusetts-based company announced the trial on Monday and is expected to begin July 22nd. Moderna is looking to find trends of pregnancy complications or negative pregnancy outcomes, such as a miscarriage or a stillbirth, among the women who receive the vaccine. Studies conducting using the vaccine on pregnant animals found no negative outcomes, per the CDC. The agency also does not have a solid recommendation for women who are breastfeeding, though a study from April found that antibodies from the vaccine could pass through breast milk. COVID-19 vaccines should not be mixed and matched. That, according to a WHO official, warning that people should not mix and match COVID-19 vaccines from different manufacturers, and describe the phenomena as, quote, a dangerous trend. And finally, as of this hour, 55% or 170 million Americans have received at least a partial vaccination. Also, according to the CDC, over 406,000 patients, or roughly 0.2%, who received a vaccine reported some adverse effect. And of those, 5,400 deaths have resulted after taking the vaccine, which represents 1.3% of the 0.2% who reported adverse effects. Those are a lot of numbers to unpack, but that's what we do. And we know that all of this information is available at your fingertips at CandidlySpeaking.net. With your coronavirus update for July 13th, I'm Jim Watkins.